The Duke is on the air.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and we call this episode, "And Now for Something Completely Different." And of course, that's borrowed from Monty Python. We're using that title because we're playing things that are a little unusual in the Ellington discography. It's hard to believe it, but in July, it will have been 50 years since the Apollo 11 mission landed on the moon. Ellington was on TV commemorating that event with a song he wrote called Moon Maiden. He also sung it. And if you go to our website at ellingtonreflections.com, you can see the YouTube link for that. He did a rehearsal take in the studio, and it was issued on Pablo Records years after his death. And here you can hear him singing Moon Maiden, accompanying himself on the Celeste. So there are two unusual elements here, Ellington on the Celeste and Ellington singing. And of course, as you listen to this, you can see he's having fun and he doesn't take himself seriously as a singer.
Moon, maiden, way out there in the blue. Moon, maiden, got to get with you. I've made my approach and then revolved. But my big problem is still unsolved. Moon maiden, listen here, my dear. Your vibrations are coming in loud and clear. 'Cause I'm just a fly-by-night guy. But for you, I might be quite the right do-right guy. Moon maiden. Moon maiden. Lady de Luna. Moon maiden, listen here, my dear. Your vibrations are coming in loud and clear. I'm just a fly-by-night guy, but for you I might be quite the right do-right guy. Moon maiden, moon.
That version of Moon Maiden was recorded July 14, 1969. 2 months later, in September, Ellington recorded two versions of that song. One, an instrumental by the band, and then another version featuring himself on the vocal. We'll hear the vocal version here.
Moon Maiden, way out there in the blue. Moon Maiden, got to get with you. I made my approach and then revolved. But my big problem is still unsolved. Moon Maiden, listen here, my dear.
Your vibrations are coming in loud and clear. Now, I'm just a fly-by-night guy, but for you, I might be quite the right do-right guy. Moon maiden, maiden, moon maiden, maiden. Moon maiden, way out there in the blue. Moon maiden, got to get with you. I made my approach and then revolved, but my big problem is still unsolved. Moon listen, hear my dear, your vibrations are coming in loud and clear. Now I'm just a fly-by-night guy, but for you I might be quite the right-to-right guy. Moon, maiden, luba, 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 just a fly-by-night guy, but for you I might be quite the right-to-right guy. Moon maiden, moon maiden, moon maiden, moon
Black and Tan Fantasy is an old Ellington tune that dates back to 1927. Well, in 1962, he did another version of it, one of many versions he recorded over his career. And on this one, he features himself on piano and Billy Strayhorn on the harpsichord. To give you the difference between the harpsichord and the piano hits the strings with hammers, whereas on the harpsichord, the strings are actually plucked by the key motion. Besides Ellington and Strayhorn on the keyboards, you'll hear Harry Carney on baritone sax and Ray Nance on trumpet. Thank you. Next, we'll hear two numbers from Ellington's last session with Capitol Records in 1955. He wasn't very happy with the label, and as a matter of fact, he announced it in the titles of two of the four songs he recorded at this last session. The first number he recorded was called Discontented Blues. The fourth number was called So Long, so that's pretty unambiguous. The reason I'm including two numbers from this session, Discontented Blues first and then Once in a Blue Mood, is that it features Ellington on the electric piano, and these were fairly new instruments at this time. In the 60s, of course, they became fairly popular, actually wildly popular, especially with the introduction of the Fender Rhodes piano. And of course, Ellington traveled with one starting in the 60s, and he actually used it to compose in his hotel room, and sometimes he featured it on different recordings, especially on the Second Sacred Concert. You can hear a fair amount of electric piano. Anyway, this is a small group featuring Russell Prokope on clarinet and alto sax, Ray Nance on trumpet, Quentin Jackson on trombone, Jimmy Wood on bass, Dave Black on drums, and as aforementioned, Duke Ellington on electric piano. First we'll hear Discontented Blues, and then Once in a Blue Mood.
Yeah.
In 1932, Ellington was one of the artists invited to participate in a recording technology experiment. The record companies were trying to figure out how to make recordings longer and also improve the quality. And that, of course, happened incrementally over the years. Well, in 1932, he did two medleys, and they're each over 7 minutes long, close to 8 minutes long, when the typical recording at the time on a 78 RPM record at 10 inches was about 3 to 3.5 minutes. Also, these were the first, or amongst the first, recordings at the speed of 33 and a third RPMs. Record collectors are a determined lot, and a lot of them like to play the completist game. They like to make sure that they have every take of every type of recording that's out there. Well, when these medleys were reissued on French RCA in the 70s, Alexander Radu, who wrote the liner notes, says, "I do not believe I am mistaken in my reference to the matrix numbers of rare takes, a specialized game in which many collectors find much personal pleasure. I will point out just that the take of the second suite, which is indicated under the number 71837-1, is only a copy of that which we include here and is no way an original take. Having carefully listened to it, as I have to the large amount of material which we have received from all over, I am quite sure on this one point." We'll fast forward a few years to the early 80s, and two collectors named Brad Kay and Stephen Lasker also noticed that the material on these two differently numbered recordings were identical, but they differed in the fact that the mix was different. On one, Sonny Greer's drums and cymbals were not as prominent as another, same for other instruments. Then they got the wild idea that maybe these were the same recordings, but from two different microphones. Sure enough, they put the two recordings together, and then we are treated to the 1932 Ellington Band in stereo. The three songs on the first medley are Mood Indigo, Hot and Bothered, and Creole Love Call. On Mood Indigo, the first soloist on trumpet is Cootie Williams. He just has a short little interlude, not very long. The second solo is a muted trumpet solo by Arthur Wetzel. He specialized in the more sweet, legit type of solos, and he wasn't with the band very long. He was born in Florida and raised in Los Angeles, and he actually even studied medicine for a while. But he died in 1940 at the age of 35. Turns out he had an inoperable brain tumor, and it's another one of the many tragic stories of a jazz musician dying young. The next song is Hot and Bothered. We played this one in our Ellington Tiger Rags Contrafact show. This is a different version, of course. The soloists are Joe Natten on trombone, Cootie Williams on trumpet, and a short little break on alto sax by Johnny Hodges. And finally, we hear Creole Love Call, a number that dated from 1927, and we hear Cootie Williams on trumpet and Barney Bigard on clarinet. Thank you. The second stereo medley was recorded on February 9th, 1932, just 6 days after the previous one. And again, there are three numbers present. the East St. Louis Tootaloo, or as Ellington pronounced it, Totolo, Lots of Fingers, and then Black and Tan Fantasy. The East St. Louis Totolo was Duke Ellington's radio theme song. It was his first radio theme song, the second was Sepia Panorama, and then starting in 1941, it was Take the A-Train, and they never looked back from that one. There's no soloists on this one, but one thing to notice is the bass sax, and you can hear that very prominently on the bridge, and it's played by Otto Hardwick. Lotso Fingers is an appropriate title for the second number, and it's a feature, of course, for the pianist, Duke Ellington, and this is one of those that shows that Ellington had ample piano chops. The last number on both medleys date from 1927, and the last number on this medley is Black and Tan Fantasy. You'll hear Harry Carney on a rare outing on alto sax, another solo by Arthur Wetzel, Joe Nanton on the trombone, Barney Bigard on the clarinet, and taking the whole thing out is Cootie Williams on his plunger-muted trumpet. Thank you. That concludes this episode of Ellington Reflections. I'd like to thank you for listening and all of your support. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to remind you that you can find all of our information on the personnel, the recording labels, and YouTube videos and other reference materials at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as I like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something that you ought to know.